For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick. So happy to be joined by Weird Al Yankovic at the 2013 Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival in Manchester, Tennessee. Welcome, Weird Al.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You've got so much going on. I'll admit that I haven't kept up with you as much in recent years as I did when growing up and had your cassettes.
That's so sad. You're depressing me now.
But I look on your website to do some notes on today's talk, and my head's spinning. You've got a movie made about your life. You've got a YouTube channel called Nerdist where you're interviewing celebrities in a very good way. You'll just have to go and look it up to find out what's going on there. You've got a new EP. You've got an album coming up, and on and on and on. So I thought one of the most cool things that I found there, though, was your real-life story about going to the water park and having the super fan follow you around, a sort of country fellow with a couple of kids who wanted to make them famous with your help.
Right.
And actually literally eventually running away from him and being chased for about 10 minutes.
Right.
And it brought to mind the whole thing about fame and how a lot of people think that fame will take care of everything. Now, you seem to have weathered it pretty well for all of these years.
Well, I've got a pretty good level of fame. I mean, I can actually go out and be in public and, you know, not be mobbed. It's nice when people come up to me and say, "Hey, I enjoy your work," and things like that. So it's a comfortable level. I'm not constantly hounded by TMZ, you know. I've done it for long enough that, you know, it doesn't define me. I just, you know, it's just a nice little perk.
You're playing at Bonnaroo against Billy Idol.
Well, I'm not against Billy Idol. We just
R.
have to
Kelly
be at the same time.
In the Super Jam. So how are you going to sway everybody to come see Weird Al?
You know, I tweeted that I was going to be performing my set naked, so I don't know if that's going to influence anybody positively or negatively. We'll see. But, you know, what's nice about that is, I know that the people that are there in my audience really want to see me because they've got options. They don't have to be there. So it's nice to know that it'll really be my people out there.
Well, boredom seems to play no part in the life of Weird Al. You've got a new book.
I do.
A New Teacher in Me. Can you tell us about that?
It's a children's book. It's a picture book. It's 800 words long, so you could read it in one weekend. It's easy enough. And it's nice. It's my second children's book. My first one was called When I Grow Up, and this is the same character, Billy, who's got a overactive imagination, and he's got a new teacher who doesn't like imagination so much. He's a very by-the-rules kind of guy, very strict, and he doesn't really get along with Billy so well. So the book is about, it's kind of a celebration of imagination, but it's also about resolving conflict. And it's illustrated by Wes Hargis once again, and I'm very happy with it. Hopefully it'll do well, you know, when it comes out.
You talked about a matter of uncertainty about how you go forward in the record business and whether or not you're going to make another record on the normal way.
Conventional album release, yeah.
There are so many artists in this position nowadays. How do you see yourself going forward?
I really don't know. I mean, I know that my next album will be conventionally released. I have one more album on my contract. And after that, I'm weighing my options. I'm trying to figure out what the best way to go forward would be because, it's difficult for me to do what I do these days because there's so many people doing topical songs and parodies and things like that. And it's difficult to wait until I have 12 songs to release it because, you know, chances are 11 of those 12 songs will be somewhat dated. So I think digital distribution will figure much more strongly in my future, but I really have made no decisions at this point.
Weird Al, we very, very much appreciate your time, and we wish you luck on your show tonight
at
Bonnaroo.
Thank you so much. Should be fun.
For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick.